Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
So you know how, like, when you're at your cast party for your high school theater show, and you kind of, you know, everyone's kind of talking about, what's the show next year? What's the show next year? Because you're in high school and you're really theatrical and you can't be present. Mm-hmm. So you're only thinking about what the next show is. Mm-hmm. And you literally just finished your first show. And or your show at whatever it was, and you hear there's a rumor that it's Guys and Dolls, and the directors over here, and you just kind of go in like if you're absent minded, like you go sit down, you're rocking the boat, like just to within earshot of them, so it's not an audition really, but they think you can do it.
This sounds personal. This sounds autobiographical.
That's what Natalie did. But more blatant.
She did. I always knew the show I was doing because I was fucking the teacher. Take that out, Christina. I just had to make that joke. But I did. If you suck your choir degree teacher's dick, he tells you what show you're doing. Take that out, Christina.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's very uncomfortable.
And Clacker, please tell me, and you sang Sit Down Your Rock, that's the gayest song that all gay...
I wanted Nicely, Nicely Johnson!
All the gay tenors. Y'all, if you have a son who's a tenor who's singing, who wants to be Nicely, Nicely Johnson, they gayly, gayly Travis.
It is...
Or Tyler.
It was the highest song in the show.
That's honest, and I appreciate that.
I didn't care who the character was. I just knew the song was really high.
Did you get the part? Or did they do Guys and Dolls?
They didn't.
Oh.
Turned out not being Guys and Dolls.
Oh. See, I would have...
Turned out being Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, you can't do... You would never... You can't be... Were you... Were you in Bye Bye Birdie?
I couldn't be... I was missing... They switched it up, and
you're
they normally did...
Symbol.
They normally did... To some. they normally did the musical in the spring, and they did in the fall, but I had lots of piano things going on.
So you couldn't do it?
I could not do it.
Probably better because...
Who would I have been? Mr. McAfee?
Well, you would have sang along with one boy.
I would have been
time.
Kim. That's you, who I would have been.
Kim would have had an accident the night before the show.
Because I wasn't Conrad Birdie.
That's what I mean. I wasn't a dick saying you're not a no, sick, but like you're not Conrad Burton. That's that kind of the one young guy. There's the other guy.
I could never have pulled that off.
I couldn't either.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But we all could have been, what's his name? And now we could be the guy that played...
Mr. McAfee.
Who played Keds.
That's Mr. McAfee.
Yeah, we can do that now. Boy, that's... I don't know if that makes me happy or a little gross in my stomach that now the adult roles, we're at the age to play.
Yeah. Or maybe I could have been the Cheetah Rivera role.
Yeah, I don't think you're a Rosie. Don't think you're a Rosie.
Good point. Not the right... maybe my dancing could have been improved.
I'm going to say this. Y'all, this is a single life, by the way. As season four, episode five.
Natalie's big break.
I was right. I said, I bet she's a fantastic actress.
We've agreed with that.
But
yeah.
She proved her work. Now, granted, she can't do it in English, and I think she's in the wrong country to get that career.
But she looked down... And then looked up and her crazy eyes flashed and the music went.
She could be a Bond girl. She's a little.
She's not talented enough.
They got her a better wig where it looked more natural for her hair.
Also, she's too weird. She's too weird for anything except horror movies. That producer was dead on.
Dead on. Dead on. What if Natalie becomes an actual actor?
That's never going to happen. She's too crazy.
I think Josh is.
Josh is definitely.
I don't know what's. Y'all, this is. We're keyed up. If you're wondering why our energy feels a little bit more amped than normal,
I'm kind of manic. I'm a little manicky.
We watched the first episode of Love is Blind because we got the screeners from Netflix.
I was taken from tears to abject despair
to anger.
Yes.
All in the first episode.
And there was some disgust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turned on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, we can't tell you spoilers, but
I can't just say a word and it's eating away at me. Because we'll never get screeners again.
No, we won't. So, but we're just saying the first episode
of season 6.
Season 6 of Love is Blind is great. And to celebrate that, to build up the anticipation.
Patience.
See, I waited.
Thank you.
To build it up, we are dropping, I think, 2 seasons behind. This could be wrong, y'all. We didn't do the research, but we believe it's season 4 that we're going to drop on our public feed.
My favorite season of Love is Blind so far.
We loved that season, yes. So we're going to be dropping that. Should
with the
be,
exception of Chelsea.
That should be in like 2 days. We're going to start that, this week, and we're going to drop an episode every day on the public feed. So if you wanted to listen, you can jump in. Love is Blind, the first episode, will be on our public feed, but then every episode after that will be on RG Plus at the $5 tier.
Season 6, just to clarify.
Yeah. So we're cock-teasing you with season 4.
Yeah.
Where now, but y'all, it's not sloppy seconds. It's a great season.
It was my favorite season.
It was a great. So if you want to, if you didn't watch Love is Blind before, this is it. Do it.
Bliss and Zach are having a baby. Lex and Brennan are too, but I don't want to talk about
them. I didn't know Lex and Brennan.
Yeah.
A lot of people from that season.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah, a lot of people from that season are still together. Whereas who's together from season 3? Oh, wait, no one.
Season 3.
That was influencer season.
That's Alexa and Brennan.
Oh, wait, they were. I think, are they the only one that's still together?
Yeah. Nick and Danielle in season 2 are.
They broke up. Or are they
well,
back
they've
together?
Been back. They've been off and on. But everybody else from season 2 is donezo.
They both just have added personalities.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Anyway.
And Alexa and Brennan, I believe, Colleen and Matt.
Oh, which, yeah.
I wonder if she's moved into his place yet. I think it's a good move for her not to.
I think so, too. Anyway, as you can see, we're excited. Love is Blind's coming back on February 14th is the new season.
I wonder if Lydia and Milton are still together.
Ugh. I bet she's doing it just to prove a point.
You know what I realized?
Same for him, too.
I wonder if we're going to get After the Altar. I don't think we are. I don't think we are.
It would have been out by now.
It would have been out probably in the next couple weeks.
It would.
We're not going to get it. because no one wants to know.
No,
I don't give
one.
A fuck about Izzy and his new Coke body or new tiny little Coke waist.
Little petite thing.
Yeah.
I guess we're not.
Yeah. Don't really care about Stacey and her makeup anymore. Definitely don't care about Milton Lydia.
No.
Ugh.
All right, everybody. So be so.
Woof, that season was rough.
It's true. That y'all, we're not putting, we're not dropping Love is Blind again on, if you want to listen again on RG Plus, you can, but we're not dropping it in that feed.
Yeah, just go back and search for
there.
It. Yeah.
Actually, especially through the Patreon app, Christina, our producer, is really organized. You can see, click on things by season now.
Yep.
So if you're in Apple subscriptions, you just got to scroll. Sorry. But we love Apple subscriptions.
Take it up with Tim Cook, not us. He doesn't take my calls anymore.
I got to say, this is really a, I don't mean to give you a dressing down on the air, but
great.
You really failed. I just want to say, like, just what a fucking waste. Look what Nutley has done with her crazy, crazy sexy. Well, she, Josh bought her a car.
Bought I her don't believe
an,
this.
Bought her an apartment. Poodle, you should have done better.
You know, I think I was, it was only later in life till I realized money mattered more than dick size. It was too late. And now,
you know what? That was a mirror.
Yeah.
Because I had the same reaction.
You're still there.
No. I didn't have sex with that basketball player. I just made out with him. Yeah, sorry.
You're still dickmatized, though.
I a little bit. I told a story on the under the skirt for the $15 YouTube Live. Because we don't have tour dates yet, so we weren't able to announce those, but they're coming.
I may get them as early as tonight. We're recording this on Monday. And
so we're hoping.
If I don't get them tonight, I'm going to send a text to our tour manager that says, "You up? I want my tour dates."
It's going to be a
dick. Here's my dick.
Don't you? You should. Just send. We're sending you our dicks until you give us those tour dates.
I'll send him Colty's dick pic.
Oh, God. And Rob's butthole.
Yes.
Which some says.
Have you seen it yet?
I don't normally like to see. And some, but if you send it to me, I'm going to look at it. And some sissy sent me that.
It's
and
not a bad butthole.
If that is his dick, that's a nice dick.
It's an angle. It's an angle thing.
But it's girthy.
I've heard.
It's kind of one of those dicks that it's almost like in the shape of a bell where it's thinner at the shaft and then just kind of widens
gang,
out.
Gang, 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 gang.
Is it 12 o'clock already?
Quasimodo, stop ringing that bell.
Stop fucking that bell.
One other thing before we start. Where's Timmy?
Yeah,
sorry,
turn it on
sorry.
Reba
Where's Reba McEntimer?
Yeah, no more Timmy. Timmy's dead.
Timmy's not dead.
Timmy is dead. This is Reba McEntimer.
Well, Timmy's always going to be with us somehow. In our hearts.
You know, you have a problem with letting things go.
Fair. So, one thing, it looks like I have divided our listenership again.
I feel like I know what you're
talking
about.
The Raisins comments that
people
I had.
Fucking came for you.
However, have you seen the Twitter poll?
No, I have not. Someone did a Twitter poll?
Caitlin.
Oh.
80% say hate raisins. 20%
say
cranberries.
That is not indicative of all the comments. So I guess the raisin people have spoke
the
out.
No, the raisin people came for me.
Yes, the
came
raisin people.
Came for my neck.
Came for, I mean, just.
I made a point to
literally
say.
Literally reading sentences that say, Poodle, you're wrong.
That who wants an old, dusty raisin?
I don't give a shit, but y'all really care.
And I said, and I decided now, I know something even better than, I said, I prefer a dried cranberry. And then I see your cranberry and raise you a dried cherry because those are delicious. Those are delicious dried fruits. Dried cherries beat cranberries, raisins, anything. I enjoy mango, though. That's probably my second.
I don't like mango.
Why?
I don't like mango. Tastes odd to me. Don't love it.
I think you're incorrect. Mango is delicious.
I think when you I love that you just told me I'm incorrect. And,
you're incorrect about races.
And then I didn't say anything to you about it. I just let you go on about race. I just said, I like them. I never said you were incorrect. And then now we have hundreds of listeners that have come for you to tell you you're wrong. Like someone actually said in the Patreon con, Poodle, you don't speak for me.
Raisin people, I think y'all need to know your worth. You deserve more than raisins.
I love them.
You know what I will say? I one time had raisins that were in like some homemade granola, and they were like homemade. This was like up in like Monterey or some shit. And they were dried grapes that had been recently done with not a lot of sugar on them. And I went, what is this? And they're like, oh, that's our homemade raisins. We make those in-house. I went, well, fuck, these are good.
Of course you like something pretentious.
But I've never had. I've seen these white, crusted, black things.
People even talk about golden raisins. Love golden raisins, too.
That I don't even consider a raisin.
It is. It's called a raisin.
I know, but I'm saying... It's not the same level of disappointment. You ever seen the bottom of trail mix bag?
What is it? Usually some nuts. No, not in mine. I eat the raisins. Nobody eats the raisins. Okay, I'm choosing to move on because clearly you are maybe not wrong, but not 100% right.
There are some raisin haters, and y'all supported me. Thank you. Someone said, disgusting. Who would ever put a raisin in their mouth?
I'm glad you remember that and not the dozens and dozens of people.
No, people came for me. But I've created some type of brother against brother civil war.
I'm not a part of it.
In our Facebook group.
I'm not a part of it, y'all. Come after Poodle. Let him die on the hill.
Listen, I'm aware some of you like raisins.
That's fine.
And that's fine.
Period. No, you don't need to ask. That's it.
You're worth more than that. That's all I'll say.
We really got to teach you. You don't have to say everything out of your mouth.
That's never going to happen. That is part of me.
Yeah.
It's part of me.
Wish we could get... I wonder if the guy who did that surgery on my mother that put electrodes in her brain could get one. So when you just start to say that, I can just go, and you just start to snore.
Maybe we could give you a new brain so you can remember daily things.
Why? Why? Who wants to remember everything in life? I don't.
You're like a goldfish.
I want to remember all the good stuff. Who wants to remember all the bad shit?
You don't remember that anyway.
Half the time.
All right, let's
move on. I'm kind of like Chantel. I don't think she remembers what it's like to jump into dating someone when you don't know them at all.
I still say something happened to her. Like either she's becoming so presentational or she's thinking she has to behave a certain way or she's been eating lead-based paint.
Either one.
I don't know what it is.
Either,
a lobotomy?
Maybe something in that makeup.
Something happened?
It's going to her brain.
Because... at least on the first
recording. Yeah, okay.
On the first couple of seasons, she seemed like she was unguarded.
You understood why she felt like, oh, okay. And you also kind of, you could be like, yeah, I could see her being a nurse. And now I'm like, how does she do an IV?
I don't want her doing anything. I don't want her taking my temperature.
No, never.
I think it is that. There's also no point of view when she's on screen. She's just saying stuff in this kind of like dead-eyed thing. And that's why if you're new to Chantel, you don't understand our confusion. I'm glad I give you... I'm glad when I fumble over a word...
But it was so... You don't understand our confusion.
I sounded like secrets.
You sound sick. This is what I'm telling you. These people rub off on you, and they're ruining our vocabulary.
Y'all, Chantel, they are cooking breakfast the next morning with the rest of the Scooby gang.
Yeah.
And we find out... he was a complete gentleman, which means he didn't try to kiss her.
Yes, and she said, I almost felt like the Chantel before. And they're like,
that's
what?
Garbage.
And they're like, what do you like? She's like, well, she describes only physical attributes about him.
He has an athletic body.
He's tall.
I know there's something handsome under there.
And everyone's like, did you get the banana?
They're like, did your eggs get cracked? And I'm like, are we six?
Well, but they don't want to say on the show, did he fuck you, like,
but
you
there,
know,
there are ways
like a train
to say,
running
like,
into a parked car.
But there are ways to say that that's not like children.
But yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying.
But she's kind of a child. So she said she was hoping for a kiss, but
I'm not ready for a one night stand.
What do you think when Destiny's like, someone said, do you think he's a player? And she's like, I don't know. And Chantel starts talking about kind of her past. And Destiny said, no, 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 no. We can't pull our past from our ex into our present. Remember that, Chantel?
I said, who let this woman on the set? Because this is way too sensible.
So I was going to ask, is it sensible or is that just because I took that? I understood what she was saying. However, Chantel kind of, I think, takes that as... it's like a do-over, a start-over. And I'm like, no, you should take the lessons you learned from your past marriage with you.
Also, this guy isn't even a comparable. They met him 2 days before. This is why this whole thing is a boondoggle. It makes no sense.
Especially the conversation they have later on at the end.
Ugh!
It feels... we kind of already said, but I feel like this episode solidified, this is Fraudacity.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have to believe it's Fraudacity, because if any part of this is real, I'm concerned. Not for Chantel, but just for all women, people.
If any part of this is real, this is like arranged marriage, and like when two people meet and they're like, I guess we should get married now. It's fucked up.
I would have made it work. I could have done an arranged marriage. Could you?
I think the arranged marriages actually contain a lot of thought. This is not even that.
It's true.
Now that I'm saying it, I think I could have done an arranged marriage.
Oh,
easily.
Really? Uh-huh. Yeah. But you can't cheat on them. You have to just be with them.
I don't know about that. Let me just tell you, if you don't tell them you're cheating or if they never find out, is it cheating?
We need to move on. We need to move on.
If they're not hurt by it.
Whoa. Whoa.
I have to question that. Anyway, so later on, we are going to...
the beach.
Even... they're asking, you know, like, is he boring? They're asking the friends, and the gay goes, we drove 4 hours for this. Where have they been the whole time?
They need to be here for everything. They need to. Because otherwise, because at the end, later, when she talks, it's just boring. But so, yes, I will say, Giannis is talking, is in the moment. He's like, I think Chantel is really cool. He said something. I don't know what he said because his body is stupid.
He has a really hot body. I also think, though, he is boring and probably extremely religious. And let me clarify.
I forget about that. Yeah, that's true.
So they're going to the beach with his friends. Think about how his friends were dressed versus how Chantel's Scooby Gang was dressed.
Yeah.
The glam squad.
They full on beat.
Yeah.
They were all just showed up maybe wearing some sunblock.
And Giannis' friends wearing Umbros.
Yeah, I remember Umbros.
Yes,
I loved
huge
Umbros.
Thing.
Which I think they're still big internationally, just not here. Oh, y'all, you know what I loved about, you know what
That was a sexual moment for me.
You know what I loved about Umbros? It's that
you could see everything.
Dicks, y'all. You could see everything. Ooh, we could make a porn site called Bros with Umbros.
It's not a bad idea to put a pin in that. So they're by themselves, and at one point, Chantel says, you seem calm.
She opens her mouth more, by the way, now.
And you're welcome, Chantel. And he's like, you know, I'm a small town boy, blah, blah, blah. And Chantel's like, well, what are you looking for? Someone to settle down with, have kids with. She's like, you want kids? When? She asks when?
She asks when because she says, you know, I'm stressed out because babies are a trigger because Pedro took the best years of my life because I'm 32. You know her mother told her that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this again. I'm going to always bring this up just to give people the option, even if other people around you, and I know some people don't you have the financial means from it. Some of you have health insurance that will pay for this.
Good but for them.
If you can freeze your eggs, I say do it. And then that is, then a woman.
A little pressure.
That's a little pressure off of you.
But there's a lot of insurance that doesn't cover it.
There's a lot that doesn't. But I did meet a woman just the other day. She were talking.
Women's reproductive health and the insurance industry is not very on the same page, sadly.
No, it's not.
It's fucking awful.
I only bring it up, though, because I think where we're from, like, someone would say, why would you do that? Don't do that, Sherilyn. Just wait for a man.
I agree.
Do what you want to fucking do. Your body.
I think, but she says, when you find the right person... and she says, he says, you're close to the person I have in mind. Granted.
Creepy.
They have maybe spent 6 hours together.
They haven't even kissed yet.
Right.
They're talking about making babies.
That's why.
This is insanity.
The whole thing feels like some type of fairy tale that fell off the truck.
Why can't we, the stakes be lower? Look at Tyree. We don't want him to get a wife. We just want him to get someone to say yes.
Let me just say this. This is the perfect opportunity with Tyree for his brother and friend to buy him a sex worker. It is the perfect.
Perfect.
Because y'all, and that worker will be doing a lot of work because Tyree's never been kissed. He's never had sex. There are a lot of firsts. Sex work is work. And this would be a lot of work.
It'd be a lot of work.
Three firsts. A date, kiss, and fuck. All in one.
It's true.
This would have solved every single one of Tyree's problems.
Yeah. And they probably couldn't tell him.
No.
They probably have to tell him, and it'd just be one magical night for Tyree.
Yeah.
And we'd never
tell him again.
Never tell him again.
Yep.
I'd tell the worker, I'd say, give him a fake name, kinda tell like, him everything fake.
Kind of like your night when you took on that go-go boy. You never knew that.
Never knew. But you know what?
Oh, Oops.
I'm going to say every single...
You never knew that I paid him $500. Oh.
What? He didn't love me?
Sure.
Hey, every go-go boy that I've paid for works for it. You never leave unsatisfied.
Oh, he haggled with me, though. That was rough.
No, I know the ones you paid for because you paid 50 bucks.
Yeah.
Some guy comes up to me with no teeth.
One usually
a patch
has
on
a,
his eye.
One usually has a slope, like a little eye that slopes.
Yeah, I knew that. Boy. All right. So,
track marks.
Y'all, but it finally, Chantel, I don't know if she's been watching the show. She hasn't because she didn't know who we were. But
she didn't.
She took a page out of Olga Putoskaya's book that she wants to date someone who's an orphan.
Well, here's the thing. That is a joke. If she could have sold it as a joke.
She did not.
But she went like this. Giannis says, what would you... What went wrong in your marriage? And she's like, his family wanted to use me for citizenship. I think it's interesting. Chantel is obviously still in the anger phase of this.
Which I don't think is a good time to date.
No, because you're constantly mentioning your ex. Mm-hmm. And when you're another man... The man can only substitute himself anytime you talk about your ex with vitriol. Mm-hmm. So later on, she's like, my ideal guy, absolutely no humor, y'all. No smile. My ideal guy would be an orphan.
And when you say that and it sounds serious, you go, the fuck? And he kind of says, well, my family is close to me. But this guy really wants to bang Chantel because he says, they're close to me, but I keep them separate. They don't have anything to do with my personal life, but they're close to me.
I think I should marry an orphan. She needs to go to like some kind of, you know how like corporate retreats will sometimes have like stand-up comedians?
Won't work.
You think she could ever learn how to tell a joke?
No. It's hard to teach timing.
I agree.
I don't think, and so not that you can teach it. I don't think she'll get it.
So
that's why she likes all of her gay minstrel friends, because they're funny and campy and they have a great time. And she's like, how did you do that?
She'll never figure it out. But she said, he says to her, would you ever want to stay here? She says, if you gave me a raisin, she's like, I can give you a good one. I guarantee you this scene was shot at least 7 times.
Probably.
It felt really rehearsed.
Yes.
He kissed her. They're making out of the beach. First of all, he's not a good kisser.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah, he's kind of, it's a little lippy.
Which made me believe, what if it's not real? Now, granted, your version of kissing and Chantel's version of kissing could be different.
That's fair. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I usually kind of get in there.
Yeah, you're like a mother bird feeding her.
Biting on the lip already.
Birdling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't had no complaints. Zero.
So take me away, Calgon, take me away.
So, and she said, I felt his passion, but I didn't grab it.
That was funny.
That was unintentionally funny.
They gave her the line.
Yeah, almost certainly.
Probably.
So, and then she says, but you know, I can't help but think I'd be setting myself up for a heartbreak.
All right, let's move on.
Veronica, there was nothing here.
What is interesting, Jamal goes away from the fight. He comes back. Tim's like, why? He needs to keep Chloe out of his mouth. Doesn't even talk about that.
Do you know what I noticed? I didn't notice before. Maybe it wasn't on last week. When Tim kind of yelled at Jamal, he backed up.
So this is what I'm going to say. And I'm not, I don't mean it's a defense because I think he is hot. That he is so beautiful. Because Jamal got a lot of shit last week. And I agree. The fact Jamal needs to keep Chloe's name out of his fucking mouth. But I think what we see more and because Jamal says to his friend, he's like, it's just that she does listen to him and we can't negate that. And he's always, I will say, Jamal is right. Tim has been talking shit about him from the get-go.
Right.
And so I think what this is about, I think Jamal has his fucking feelings hurt and wanted to hurt Tim's feelings and knew how he could do it. And that was just a gross way to do it. But this, to me, is such an example of two men who can't say to someone, you hurt my feelings, who are just kind of like, now it becomes this pissing contest.
I guess the problem with one of it saying you've hurt my feelings, the other is saying you have actually called into question my relationship with my daughter, which I consider a whole other level.
But I think he did it because he knows that's what will hurt Tim's feelings. That's what'll get him.
I guess. I just think,
I'm not validating. I'm just saying it makes sense though why he would go there. Because we all
does
do that.
It?
Come on, when you fight with somebody and you're angry, so you go for the, it's not the best part of humanity, but often we'll go for the neck.
There's some things that are off limits, though. And I think that, to me, getting involved with regardless of what Veronica's told you, but getting involved with, and she hasn't known him that long. He's met the girl 2 or 3 times, Chloe. Getting involved with, and also calling into question how much someone, Chloe, who calls Tim her father, is really how much his father. That is getting involved in a relation, in a co-parenting relationship that is much messier than you need to be.
No, yeah, Jamal has to apologize for that or they won't move forward.
It is, and I'm kind of surprised Veronica did not question him there.
That's the part that I feel like we're not seeing as much in the edit. We only saw it. I think she is understanding that, y'all, we know Tim. We've seen Tim. We know how he is. He's kind of a more negative.
Yeah.
He, I bet, complains about Jamal to her nonstop. That's what he's saying. And I think that's what Veronica, I just think we're getting the side of Jamal saying, because this is the first time we've ever seen them really together since the tell-all.
Yeah, I guess, I think, I don't know. I guess, to me, regardless, this was a miscalculation. on Jamal's part. Don't do that because Tim's always going to have the upper hand.
Yeah.
And the friends are like, man, this is like a lot. Like, there's an ex here and a child. And like, can we just get some condoms and fuck some girls?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're children.
We need Kimberly. I don't think we're going to see her this season, but I want to see her.
I'm surprised they wouldn't have her meet Veronica.
Me too. Let's talk about a more heartwarming story, y'all. Let's talk about Tyrae.
Did you, one of the songs? Crawfish pie, etouffee. Gonna have some gumbo in your bowl. That's Cajun to me, Cajun to you. Let's fuck.
That's basically, yes. It was very, it was, I was like, boy, it was almost offensive.
We're just mentioning Cajun foods.
It was just really weird.
Crawfish pie and etouffee. Have yourself some boudin too.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no
complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
So we are going to NOLA. Tiffany never showed up for the date.
Ghosted him.
Fuck her. That's...
Enjoy that karma.
We talked about this before, about like it happened to me one time, but I was waiting outside the guy's house.
Yeah.
I'd never been ghosted for dinner.
I can't remember. I don't think I have, but I can't remember. Ugh. Been too long.
But his brother, Ronald and Raheem. Is Raheem also his brother? I think his brother's friend.
They're both his brothers. Both his brothers.
So they're going for a boys' trip.
I kind of love this. I actually think this is exactly what he needs.
This is the worst place to do it, though.
Why do you... Well, you know... Well...
No, you're...
Why
you're,
is it the worst? Because you've slutted it up around New Orleans.
They're wanting to find someone for him to go on a date with. That's what they keep saying.
Yeah, it's true. If they were just doing a sex work, then it's easy.
Yes! This is like Chantel going to Greece.
But I feel like, though, getting him to New Orleans, though, he'll be drinking those hurricanes. He'll loosen up a little bit.
Hurricanes are disgusting.
I've never had one.
They're awful. Pat O'Brien's, Patty O's, y'all, this place smells like puke. It is a very famous tourist destination.
Did Kyle work there? Of Kyle and Noon,
no,
when
he worked
in New Orleans?
A little bit better bar.
And then Noon said, we've got to move away from New Orleans.
Yeah. Have you never been to Patty O'Brien's?
I can't remember. I don't think
that,
so.
That is, I will say, if you've never been... You should go. You need to go in like your early 20s because that's what it is.
I went to New Orleans for the first time when I was like 39.
Yeah. You did things like home tours.
It was fantastic. I loved it. No, we did a voodoo tour. That was great. Went for my sister-in-law's 40th. It was wonderful.
That's where everyone goes to New Orleans, y'all, with your gay brother-in-law with a bunch of women.
No, it was a bunch of couples.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my brother, his wife, one of their couple friends. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I didn't want to go to Florida on spring break. I didn't want to go to Padre, like in Texas. Did you go to Padre?
No.
I didn't want to go to any of those places where you just drank for like 4 days with a bunch of young people. That always sounded terrible to me.
It was always a big piano competition wedding weekend, so I never really went. I never went on spring break.
I thought my reason of not going was sad. I was wrong.
You know what, though?
I was wrong.
Got me into school, didn't it? Got me out of South Carolina. So, y'all, Tyrese just talking to random people in the street. And they tell him to go up to talk to these three women, obviously plants. She's like, like your tattoos. and he's like, she's way out of my league. but turned out the woman's military. Her name is Teresa.
Teresa. But he's already had two sips of that hurricane and he's feeling it. But now look. A lot of people might look at this as seems stupid or like or elementary or reductive or whatever. I think this is actually good to make Tyrae just because you can see in his body he's so fucking nervous and uncomfortable to do this. And we saw when he tried to ask out Tiffany, who ghosted him before. This guy needs to get used to going up to people and talking to them and needs to get used to being rejected and being okay with that. I don't know if he'll ever get there because he's not like the normal person who's just a little shy. He's got, again, y'all, we kind of giggle at it, but if you think about it, it's very sad how...
It's sad when you think about it. That's sad. The subtitle of All Night at Beyonce.
Because since his dad was murdered in that park, he never really could go out and talk to people very well.
I need to get my ukulele now that Tyrae's back. That reminds me.
That's true.
Pull that out. Because y'all remember people who play ukuleles are happy.
They're happy.
I think his storyline may be one of the most, it's sad if you really think about it, storylines.
Really
ever.
Is.
So, I agree with you, and I don't. Okay. I think what Tyrae needs is more than talking to women or talking to people in general.
Oh, I agree with that.
And even before, I feel like he is insulated in his family.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't probably have a lot of friends outside his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he stays with that. And I think if he wants to go out and talk to people, I think joining some type of, I don't know, people who share your same hobby, like actually learning how to be a person who socializes.
So where would he find the people who play the ukulele but don't know how to play the ukulele club?
Well, he was doing that like a fitness accountability thing.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's a good start. Meeting people, I'm sure there's something he likes. I'm sure there's something nerdy he likes, like World of Warcraft or some shit.
Some shit.
But even if it's men, people outside of his own family, he can form authentic relationship bonds with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's number one. Number two, get him a sex worker. We got to get over this virginity kissing thing. And so it's not a big deal. That's number two. Then he can date. Then and only then. And also number three is he works a lot of himself. Then he can date. Sex worker is definitely number two.
I actually not disagree, but I think he can only work on himself if he goes outside of himself and experiences the failures and joys of that, of interacting with other people, and then is able to process that with a therapist.
That's why it was part step three.
I'm just trying to not talk. I'm just trying to skip over the sex worker part.
No, that's integral.
We need to move on.
You need to get this over with, because then he'll realize it's not a big deal. Virginity's a myth.
We got to move on.
It is.
Reba McEntire is looking at you.
Like,
so now I do love that Tyrae's talking. They're like, so what's your story? And he goes, well, I was in a 4-year relationship with a man. And I loved it when his one brother just goes, bruh.
I think Tyrae is doing something that is, it's self-sabotage, so you can make the joke first.
God.
And
welcome to almost every single person of a larger size does.
Yep.
All that. They do that. I think that is what he is used to doing.
Totally.
Let me make fun of me so you don't make fun of me. Yeah.
Anyway, she does agree to talk to him alone. And this is where I just kind of like, it feels like a pity.
I wrote, this woman was paid.
Yeah. And I wished, even if she wasn't, it still feels like she's trying, like she's a crisis counselor.
It does. She,
like, he's thinking of hurting himself, so she's convincing him.
She's probably, if she's in the military, who knows what she's seen, so she's prepared to do this.
So she says, Teresa, she says she's got a long-term relationship, but I knew the person that I was married to wasn't the right one. And she's like, sure, I'll hang out again. Does he ask her to hang out again?
He does. And what I do like, he does say, he's like, well, how should we contact each other? He puts it all in her court. She's
like,
phone number. She said, I'm putting teddy bear in my phone under you.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Teddy bear.
Don't.
I just want to have some sex. I haven't done it all before. Baby, just say yes. And I hope you're not a whore. Oh, let me be
yo, Teddy the Bear.
Wait a minute, my brother passed you $300.
What's that?
What if that's how it came out? What if she was actually a sex worker and we found out? More power to her.
More power to her.
That's all I've got of them. I wish she didn't say call him a teddy bear. It's to me, that's not someone you have sexual attraction to.
I think some women would disagree with you.
You call him a teddy bear?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My brother was called. I think that I feel like for you, that goes along with the word teddy bear and the word husky. All just have negative
connotations. I'm actually not thinking about.
Oh, okay.
Weight.
Because
I'm thinking about teddy bear. Oh, you're a teddy bear. You're just a nice guy. You're just like so nice. You're the kind of friend.
You don't want a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not. That's not attractive to you. I think some people want that for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Want that protectiveness. Want to feel like someone is someone that can wrap them up.
I disagree with teddy bear being a good thing for anyone. I don't know. It's to me, you're like, you're non-sexual. That's what teddy bears are.
Oh. Maybe I've had sex with the right bears.
That doesn't make sense.
I've been with some guys that I would describe as teddy bear.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that means you need security of some type.
I don't, whatever it means, I got my rocks off.
Yeah, I can't find anyone. There's nothing sexually for me there.
Yeah.
Teddy bears don't have genitals either.
I think you might be overthinking it. Let's move on.
I want to hear back from you guys about this.
Yes.
I felt it super dismissive.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that at all.
Yeah.
So
it's not that I thought it was intentional. I'm saying.
He seemed to take it as a compliment.
He did.
So I think that's all that matters. Yeah.
Well, I had a problem with it.
Well, but you want someone to choke you. It's a difference. I'm just trying to point. I'm just saying you have a difference in what you're
attracted. I want like that teddy bear in.
I have a problem if somebody said, you know, he really gives me vampire vibes. And I go, gross.
Yes, please.
So I think you have a difference. That's what I'm trying to say. I really want to try and find the positive in all this.
But Tyree's love life is a dark hallway of loneliness.
Well, I just wish he could work on himself a little bit more.
And talk to a therapist.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of, this episode of the podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
This poor guy is just not winning at life.
Well, but I'm sure there's some things in Tyree's life that he's really good at.
It's not playing the ukulele.
No, didn't go good. But maybe it's the edit. Maybe there are some positive things that we just don't see. And a therapist could spend time with Tyree and work on his ability to trust someone close to him.
Since he was dating a man, baby. That's a good point. A relationship with a great therapist can be a good model for other relationships.
It can be. My therapist, actually, they're not someone who talks at me about what they think I should do with my life.
That's why you have me.
Correct. Instead, my therapist is more like a confidant who keeps it real, but also he reminds me of the work I have done on myself. And I think with all this New Year's resolution bullshit, we often forget about our past success. We feel like we have to start completely over, and that's just not true.
Agree. My therapist is really great at reminding me of my accomplishments. She points out ways that I've successfully avoided engaging with my mother's spiraling and my ability not to be perfect.
Yes.
Oh, and she reminded me about my successful divorce from my fourth husband. I almost forgot about him.
I hope she doubles her rate for you, but I'm glad.
Sissies, therapy can be a jumping off point for you to be more motivated in your life. Maybe you finally organized one part of your space and you want to tackle another. Or maybe you're taking your supplements every morning and now you want to try working out. Therapy helps you find your strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. Like dropping that fourth husband.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Celebrate the progress you've already made, sissies. Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, is it time for Shakespeare?
As I was there on the dark church steep.
Natalie!
All right, y'all, she's in L.A.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh, for the car.
And I wrote, what the fuck does Josh do?
This is, I don't know. I don't know. He did not buy our car.
Y'all. No way.
I think production
was like, look, we can't have Single Life without Natalie.
Yeah.
We got to have this woman on the show.
Ella is very expensive. And to be an actress, you have to have a job.
I wrote down, can you imagine Natalie just driving around the 10 near you?
It scares me. I also wrote down, Poodle has done it wrong again. But I won't bring that up.
So y'all,
what would she do on the 101?
Trying to merge?
Yeah. Gosh! Like coming from Burbank.
Cream!
There's
always the section, do you know the 110 where it splits into Adams and it goes to the 10? It's such a clusterfuck and it's so scary.
She would go the wrong way every time.
Yeah.
She would. Sorry, welcome to an episode of the Californians.
It's always a part that I always go, and it's not clear, and the 10 goes, and it's all of a sudden goes, Adams this way.
I've almost
died several times from cars trying to sideswiping me.
That's where a lot of most wrecks happen, are exits. I know that from watching my car crash TikToks.
Why do you watch those?
I love those. I watch that.
So
I love Rockstar and his dog voices.
It's not weird that I watch true crime shows, but you watch car crash TikTok.
Yes, I watch car crash because it helps me feel like a more vigilant driver. So then I'm aware at that exit, knowing that someone's just going to scrape over from the left side.
Those are inhuman and scary.
Very scary, but I feel like they make me a better driver.
I'm a defensive driver. I think everyone on the road is out to get me.
I know. That's why I choose to drive everywhere.
I you know what?
The screamy, it's a lot. You can't go anywhere there and not scream.
I'm a fine driver. So she has an interview at a chiropractic studio, and this is the joint is a chain in Los Angeles.
You said I've been to those places, and I said
I've seen those places.
It's a chain. I've seen them. I've seen several.
So y'all, she's
Natalie doesn't trust chiropractors. Just so everybody knows.
Hold on. We're gonna do an episode of Reality Gaze Theater now.
I didn't know what we were gonna do. I didn't know if I was Harmony or not. We haven't done it in so long.
When I started,
I figured then you would continue the melody. Wait, what am I doing now? I'm confused. I started to do the harmony, but then you... What do you want me to do? I'm scared, y'all. I'm scared. A cow going, take me away.
Whoever starts, the other does the harmony.
That's what I started to do the first time, and you
did... No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, and you did the harmony. You messed it up.
Fine. I'm going to do the melody.
God, I'm nervous now.
Then I'm doing the melody. You're doing harmony.
Okay.
That was a little hangover at the end, but Christina can edit that out.
No, she will not. That was an artistic choice.
That was wrong. Anyway.
Any other pod that does their theme song three times. Any other pod, name me one.
We wouldn't have to if you'd have done it right. The only reason I jumped down to the harmony is you didn't do it.
I was waiting to come in. I was singing with you, and then I was going to split in the harmony.
Just admit you were slow on the uptake.
I wasn't. Fine. I wasn't. I totally don't mind being wrong, but I was ready. Okay. Poodle's going to be... You should really have a wig for this.
I don't have a Natalie wig.
We don't have...
No.
Fail.
It needs to be... It's not...
I am so sorry,
it'll
everyone.
Never be crazy enough.
All right. Poodle's going to be playing Natalie. I'm going to be playing Adam.
Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Josh's cousin.
Yes. And action.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Natalie.
Yes.
Hi, good to see you again.
Oh, so remember good to see you. You are, remember when I saw you? You are cousin Josh.
Yeah, we met before. Do you not remember that?
That when I was being crazy at bar, or the time when I was making crazy scene in a restaurant?
Sure. I guess you don't remember. That's fine. Come on in. Now, chiropractic, you know what we do here at the joint? It's not what everybody thinks.
One time I went to a chiropractor. I do not trust them. What? I do not trust you. It's pseudoscience.
Okay.
But I'm very happy to be here and apply
great.
For a job.
Okay. So go ahead and have a seat there. Yes. So kind of first things, you know, let's just get all the silly stuff out of the way. First things first, can I get your resume?
I have one.
Oh, great. I'll take that.
But this is Ukrainian language.
I'm a little behind on my Ukraine.
That is so sad. I can help you with primer. Can I help you?
Can't really read it now. You know what? Let's just put
I
this.
I will mail it to you.
Sure.
You know, it will take a long time to get here from Ukraine, but okay, I will mail it.
Let's just talk about how... So we're looking for a receptionist, and a receptionist is someone who... answers calls.
Excuse me, have you not the woman yeah. who is with Josh who gave him child before? Have you met her? Do you know?
Josh, he kind of keeps that close to the vest. I don't know a lot about.
Do you know what she looked like?
I don't know a lot about his baby mamas.
Is she beautiful like me?
I haven't really seen her. I think I saw her like on a season. I don't know if you saw that of the show.
By the way, I sell books in bookstore before.
Okay, but have you ever talked to anybody on the phone? When people call, do you answer them?
Describe
what job was that?
I was listening to former husband on the phone to other conversations, and I would tell other people what he said. Never mind. Let's move on.
Okay,
it's a hard story to understand.
Okay, so you can't. But when you said you answered phones and you've done, you filing, talking.
Not
when
for
did
video.
You do? Oh. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Tall would you say the mother of second child was?
I think we're done, Natalie. I think we're done here. You know, this is great.
Do you have the dress?
Very nice. Look, we're gonna. Don't call us. We'll call you.
I'm very excited to get this job.
Sure. I'm very excited to show you the exit.
Oh, could you maybe give me a free adjustment while I'm here?
And sing.
Y'all, this goes up there with Nichols, with Nichols' job interview.
Nobody beats Nichol.
No one beats Nichol of saying, I don't want any full-time jobs because I'm going to Marrakesh.
Leaving. But I got to say, this is close. This is just buffoonery.
Asking about
Josh's girl.
Have you met the mother of his second child?
My favorite part when Adam just said, it's weird. The whole thing's weird. No resume.
Resume.
I said that like Renesme on Twilight. who was?
Or like Jeremy.
Jeremy. Yeah. Who was? Oh, I was talking about Renesme on Cray Cray. On 90 Day Cray Cray with Kim, which y'all, I was on this week's episode of Cray Cray. Whatever. It aired. Yeah. You heard it. Anyway.
So, y'all, we're having a dinner party. Cooking with mother.
A double date with mom.
And I...
This is like Waiting for Guffman. We're waiting for the producer.
Yes, and she even tells her, when she's like, mother, this isn't Norvin. Josh is a producer. And mother goes, oh. I would say that Natalie's... This is where Natalie loves and also hates her mother. And I'll tell you why she hates her. Because if she loved her mother, she would fix the back of her hair. Y'all, Natalie's mother laid down to take a nap every day, and Natalie never fixes the back of her mom's hair for her.
It always looks like the back of a chicken.
It's just flat.
Yeah.
And kind of up everywhere. Like, that is rule one. My mother told me as a little boy, Matthew, just make sure when I'm in the nursing home, when I get older, that the back of my hair looks good. It's turned under.
I love that you're giving our listeners rules for having an elderly mother for the gay son.
They should. I know that my job is to fix the back of my mom's hair and to pull out any hairs, or to have the nurse do it, that are on her chin or coming out her lip.
That's what you get here. At Reality Gaze.
That's what you should do if you and your mom have a good relationship and you want to do
it. I didn't know those rules, but thank
you. I'm going to have to teach you everything. Or really just hire a nurse.
So, y'all, we've solved the problem of having an extra, that inconvenient extra fifth guest. You don't have them. There's no stool.
No.
There's no kind of like mismatch
no.
chair. No, you have them sit on the bed.
Well, what do you do with the guests in your house?
Well, usually there's only one, and there ain't no sitting on the bed.
Gross. There might be some sitting. I'm sure there's that sometimes where they're sitting on the bed. While they're watching.
I'm certainly sitting.
When they're watching your dance.
Oh, the dance of the seven veils. Yes.
Yeah. Except for there's... By the way, y'all... By the way, there's no veils. He's just naked, y'all.
It's hankies.
No, like the hanky maybe code. Butt plugs.
Yeah.
What if that you pop out a different butt plug?
Like Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert, with the woman popping up ping pong balls.
Yeah. And then that last one just goes. Looks like a whale being birthed.
Oh, God.
And you just eat the placenta off.
Wow, that was gross. See, y'all, Josh is just sitting on the bed. This table.
Thank God we next week have his friend saying, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Because this man is sitting on the bed. It's ridiculous.
Is this table several cardboard boxes with something on top of it? And
we did see a folding table because her and her mom moved the fold. Because Natalie's mother looked very put out moving the table. Like, she looked very...
Okay.
And so she made Ukrainian food.
Brother, I am cooking meat. It is a very special occasion. I like that.
This is... And there's David, who's a producer, and his wife, Sini. And they sit down. Sini's, y'all, we don't normally like to interview people. I would love to interview Sini.
Me too. She's seen it all.
Because this woman's face has Sini it all.
Wow.
It sounded better in my head.
It did.
I'm saving it. Didn't work well.
That actually hurt my stomach. I like it that the food looks like something in that you'd receive at, like with the shrimp cocktail and the way that things were arranged on the plates. It looks like something you'd see like in a foreign embassy in like 1985. It was like so, like
that's
the
true.
It's like old crystal, and
it did also look like it wasn't a planned. I'm scared to bring this up because I don't want you to go off. Again, I might have to use that device where I could shock you. It didn't look like a well-balanced meal.
No, I don't.
I know that's a real pet peeve for
There were
you.
Lots of shrimps.
I saw shrimp. I saw an entree. I didn't see a vegetable.
Well, there was kind of like a bed of salad of like It did look like an
Eastern European salad that was just like some lettuce, some carrots that were like sauerkrautish, mm-hmm. and some olives that were just thrown there. But the main thing looked like a pie, some type of Ukrainian pie, which is fine. It's Natalie. I'm not going to critique this because I knew it was all built out of insanity.
It's true. It's true.
So y'all, she just randomly brings up, I dream to be in the movie. And then she's like, so I want to read you Shakespeare.
And you see David's face.
I live for every moment of this.
You see David, and then you see Sini's face. And Sini looks like she's about to watch someone get murdered.
Yeah. It's the look you get for Faces when you watch Faces of Death.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, she looks down and she looks up with those eyes. And she stares at him. She's like, and I'm obviously not speaking Russian, but I'm scared to meet you. It's scarier not to meet you. I begin to wonder at anything. Shadows walk down the street. I don't understand whether they live or sleep. Thank you.
She doesn't break eye contact.
No.
Not one time. I bet she does Shakespeare well in Russian.
This is straight up lunacy. And... Oh.
But
I love it.
This is not fraudacity.
No, absolutely not.
This is real.
Absolutely not.
I think production might have bought the car. This is real, y'all. This is real. And guess what? Josh is going to get anal tonight.
Yep.
Because she's going to do some freaky deaky sex stuff for him now.
Y'all. And then at one point, he just goes, right after it, he goes, so we got this horror movie.
He was like, "What?" I actually think he was impressed.
Yeah. No, she'd be great on, like, she'd be great as, like, a weirdo, like I before, like a possessed park ranger.
Or a killer.
Yeah. No, she's too, you have to reveal the killer. She's not really a killer. You don't watch enough horror movies.
I'm fine with that. Josh, just say, I wasn't expecting Shakespeare. But that took guts.
I agree. It did.
And David and Sini leave, and Josh and Natalie and Mother
do unspeakable Nila, things.
They celebrate. And y'all, Josh has a good time that night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's the show. Wow. It's why, I got to say,
this show's delivering.
It's my favorite spinoff of, I love it so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. And if you enjoy seeing cringe people date for the first time, then don't forget to listen to our From the Vault episodes of Love is Blind of season 4. And then on February 15th, we will be dropping our first batch of Love is Blind season 6.
Yes. Probably the first 6 episodes, which is the
6, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. You can find the information there. Subscribe to our Patreon, our Supercast, or our Apple subscriptions. Either one of those are listed under RG+. The $8 tier is the commercial-free tier. Sorry, we haven't talked about it in a while, so I just want to bring it up.
No, good call.
All right, everybody, that's it. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we... Sorry, I'm still processing the Shakespeare monologue. It's still a lot.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
I don't know what translation that was, what that was from.
I don't know. Some sissy will know.
I think she might have made it up.
I don't care. Anyway, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes, and if you want your first kiss to be just like the Little Mermaid when that frog is singing... You know the frog that says, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. I just knocked over my water.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Was it full?
Yes.
Oh, that feels good.